With KSJD News, this is Gail Binkley. The Cortez City Council on Tuesday gave a thumbs up to an affordable housing project on Empire Street, west of the Cortez Apartments. The council voted 6-0 to grant a conditional use permit to the 50-unit complex proposed by the nonprofit Pinion Project. A few citizens raised objections. One neighbor said there is already plenty of low-income housing in Cortez, and the city should focus instead on creating high-paying jobs. He voiced concerns about impacts to his property values and to wildlife in the Carpenter Natural Area. Another neighbor spoke about increased traffic on Empire and drivers speeding. But other people said affordable housing is badly needed. Ute Mountain Ute Treasurer Alston Turtle said the tribe has a housing shortage list of more than 200. Cortez Police Chief Vern Knuckles would like law enforcement to adopt a more proactive approach. During a broad-ranging Zoom discussion with peace and justice marchers and other citizens Wednesday night, Knuckles spoke about his goal of developing a program to help keep law officers from having to respond to calls that don't involve crimes or the potential for violence. He said rather than simply reacting to crimes already committed, he favors an approach that helps prevent crimes. Knuckles is working with other law enforcement agencies and with Axis Health System to create such a program. This is KSJD News.